What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Did you know that employers in the public and private sectors have a legal obligation to facilitate protected disclosure in their organizations? Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Jamaica's Protected Disclosures Act is regarded as one of the best pieces of whistleblowing legislation enacted in countries globally. The act is commonly referred to as the whistleblower legislation and was enacted in 2011. It facilitates the disclosure by an employee to the relevant authorities information regarding any conduct of an employer or fellow employee believed to constitute improper conduct in the public interest. The law also provides protection for any person making disclosures and covers the public and private sectors. Improper conduct includes a criminal offense, failure to carry out a legal obligation, discrimination, and an act of reprisal or victimization against an employee, such as unfair dismissal, otherwise known as occupational detriment.
The whole aim now of the Protected Disclosure Act is to tell persons out there who may have this critical information, come forward, use the provisions of the Act, and let the chips fall where they lie.
Secretary Manager of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, David Gray. Disclosures are to be made to a designated officer appointed by the employer. This person should be selected on the basis that he or she has sufficient authority to undertake the role, is confidential, and is at a sufficiently senior level to act without fear.
That designated officer is for the purpose of receiving and undertaking investigations and reporting both to the employer as well as by way of forwarding reports to this designated authority.
Mr. Gray says the investigation process is to be reported on every 30 days. In the event that the disclosure is against the chief executive officer or head of the organization, the informant is at liberty to report directly to the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, the designated authority responsible for monitoring compliance of the Act. In implementing these arrangements, organizations must ensure the details are properly and thoroughly communicated and understood by all persons, while safeguarding the welfare of persons volunteering information. Disclosure relating to threats to national security, defense, or international relations should be made to the portfolio minister for the matter or the prime minister. Penalties for offenses committed under the law are up to a maximum of $200,000 or imprisonment for 2 years.
This is a statutory imposition created by our own legislature. The genesis would have been from the Jamaican government having become a signatory to the UN Convention Against Corruption, which of itself now requires that signatories set up systems to deal with the matter of the perception of corruption, access to information, and whistleblowing legislation. This is another step in that whole signatory process.
Secretary Manager of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, David Gray. For more information on the Protected Disclosure Act, call 968-6227 or visit cpcdp.gov.jm.
National Security Minister Robert Montague will host a town hall meeting on crime at the Sean Lavery Faith Hall in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland, Monday, March 21, starting at 5:30 p.m. Come out and share your views and have your questions answered.
We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.